Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. All right, stop what you're doing.
Top day! Dish Nation, we are pumped to get you over that hump, man. Let's get it popping. This is Atlanta over here. We got LA in the building. Heidi, Frank, and Eric. How y'all doing?
Hello, Atlanta.
Hey, hey, hey.
What's up, y'all?
Now, coming up, you'll never believe what Drake wants to do with Celine Dion while his shirt is off and Salma Hayek went to a fancy lunch, but were day clothes optional? Now that we got you on the hook for that, man, we got to talk to L.A. Now, Frank, we heard that you was super-duper excited about this first story.
I am, Headcrack. All right, who has the need? The need for speed.
I gave drugs up.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, I'm not trying to deal here, Headcrack. I'm talking about the sequel to Top Gun.
Yes. Oh,
it's
what?
It's been 30 years.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
And Tom Cruise himself made the announcement.
Rumors of a Top Gun 2. Please say it's true.
It's true.
Really?
Yeah, it's true.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
When?
I'm going to start filming it probably in the next year.
It's been rumored for a while, and I heard Val Kilmer also kind of confirmed that rumor, and they're talking about his health issues, and he says, you know, there possibly is going to be a sequel. So that means they're inviting the entire cast back. All right, Gary, let's rip off our shirts and play some homoerotic volleyball.
You know, listen, this is 30 years later. We're not going to see shirtless volleyball. We're going to see shirtless shuffleboard. Let's be honest.
No, it's going to be topless dominoes. Actually, that gives me an idea for a restaurant.
Well, I got some movie news too, guys. It seems that Bryan Cranston and Jennifer Garner are starring in the new movie, Wakefield. But they didn't have much time to get to know each other before shooting the movie, so they took an intimacy course, which Bryan described on CBS This Morning. Mm. Check it out.
Just let it go, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you going to kiss me?
See, you're a little uncomfortable. See, and so if we're just able to breathe in each other's essence, right, and be real close,
come on, girl.
Then after a moment, we can actually touch each other's fingers.
I can't do it.
That was amazing.
The whole time I'm watching that, I'm like, I was like rooting for them to kiss.
All right, yeah. Get over there, Eric, and do a little intimacy with
them. I have no trouble with intimacy. I think you're the one who needs a little intimacy.
I do have intimacy.
Yeah, because I feel like Frank just goes right in.
All right, I'm going to do the intimacy test with the audience, okay? So I want you to zoom it in here, okay?
Okay.
We're going to get really close to each other. We're going to look into each other's eyes. We're going to touch fingers. You're feeling a little more comfortable now.
Gary, put your hands on the table. Gary's hands just disappeared.
My makeup is smearing.
Well, moving on, there is big football news. We can now watch the football players celebrate again. Roger Goodell released a statement, and it said at the top, touchdown celebrations, snow angels, group demonstrations, and more are back.
All right.
I love this. This is finally something for us. I love when the guys get to the end and dance in them little tight pants. Like, that's my part.
Roger Goodell continued. He said, we are relaxing our rules on celebrations to allow players more room to have fun after they make big plays. Offensive demonstrations, celebrations that are prolonged and delay the game, and those directed at an opponent will still be penalized.
You know whose dance I'm dying to see? I'm dying to see Gary's touchdown dance.
Okay, let's see.
Oh, bitch, let me show
you. Let's show me, bitch. Show me this. Go ahead. Hey.
Ew.
What the F, bitch?
Oh. I'm going to rule that as offensive.
Well, we are going to say goodbye to you guys in Atlanta for now, but we will be back with a story about Tyra Banks making all sorts of trouble on America's Got Talent. See you guys.
Bye, Atlanta.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Moving on, let's talk about Drake. That dude is on top of the world right now. He has more Hot 100 Billboard hits than any artist in history, and he just broke the Billboard Music Award records when he won 13 awards on Sunday night. He had 13 wins, and that night he had the opportunity to meet
Celine Dion.
And somebody back there had a cell phone, of course, and that backstage video went viral.
Nah, means the world.
And really, honestly, it's
you're very
iconic. Nice to meet you.
We love you. I'm like a year away from a Celine tat, so.
I don't know.
Oh,
Celine.
I wonder if his tattoo will be of her in that dress.
Okay.
Now, that would be epic.
Okay.
That would be pretty.
Now, that's the night he met her.
Exactly.
That's a tattoo.
Yeah.
Like, the only way it's cool to get a Celine Dion tattoo if he got a tattoo of the picture of him and Celine Dion together. Like, you just can't have a lone Celine Dion tattoo.
I have a lone Michael Jackson, and I'm gonna have a lone Prince on my other leg. Yes, you can.
But
when you love people.
Why is it different, Headcrack?
Exactly. When you look at the Taylor tape, he already has an Aaliyah tattoo.
Yes.
He already has a Sade tattoo.
Mm-hmm. And Sade's not deceased.
Those are borderline froofy. So if he gets a Celine Dion tattoo, he's gonna wake up the next day with breasts.
No, that is not true. I have so dated a guy that was pretty hardcore, like you think, all manly, and he loved listening to Celine Dion.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Why did y'all break up?
He was a little soft.
All right, you guys, it's time for
What the Fashion?
All right now on the Fringe Riviera is the 70th annual Cannes Film Festival.
Oh!
Yes, honey. Well, Miss Selma Hayek, honey, is there, and she's just attending the Caring Women in Motion Lunchulan, honey, wearing this.
Okay, you better come through, Gucci.
What you doing? What is she doing?
Oh, it's pajamas, honey.
That's pajamas.
Wow. Baby, these aren't just any pajamas,
no, ma'am,
honey.
No, ma'am.
Baby, these are $4,300 Gucci silk pajamas with real pearls on the lapel and the cuffs.
Yeah.
I'm not here for this.
She's Gucci down, honey.
She is Gucci, girl. No. Do you know who her husband is?
A billionaire.
Yeah, he owns Gucci. But
yeah,
anyway,
exactly.
Honey, Miss Selma accessorized her look with oversized retro black Gucci glasses,
yes,
honey, featuring falling feathers, honey, on the frames and a pink Gucci velvet purse.
Yes,
she must be going through something.
Yes, bitch. Look at them glasses.
Them glasses. She's serving them,
girl.
But when you have this type of money, you get bored and you just do things.
Yeah.
You do it.
When
you got that kind of money, you can't wear pajamas.
Yeah.
Because this is a lot.
Miss Hayek, girl. She ain't gonna my husband owns Gucci.
He
can wear any piece. He owns Gucci, Balenciaga. He owns Stella McCartney. He owns everything.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
Well, she can do that. Don't y'all come up in here with no damn pajamas on. No, you're not. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Are we going to do it, Gary?
We going to do it. Yes. All right, guys. It's time for
Absolutely Fabulous.
And tonight on ABC is the remake of Dirty Dancing starring Abigail Breslin as Baby and newcomer Cole Pratts as Johnny Castle. Now, you might recognize him as the dancer in Peek's video, Try. Y'all remember him?
Oh, yeah.
You don't? Okay, well, let me get you better acquainted with Mr. Colt. He loves to take selfies.
Everybody
damn, look
loves
at his
to take
abs,
selfies.
Though. Uh-huh. Isn't he amazing?
Oh,
he's
my God.
So talented. Now, Colt once starred in a musical, Rock of Ages. Here's a photo of him backstage.
Okay.
Very talented actor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Colt also likes to make pizza. So he has a really good appetite.
A lot of people like to make pizza. Papa John's been doing it for years.
And he's also an animal lover.
Oh, no.
He's like the Renaissance man. He does everything. Oh, and did I mention he has abs?
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Check it out. Wow, did you see that? Hey, Craig, did you see that?
I saw it. You can go to any gym and see people doing things like that.
No, really. So when you're in a gym, you can lift your legs all the way up from your core strength.
Yeah.
But he can't lift his legs up that high, girl.
How you know?
All right, y'all. Coming up, who wouldn't want to hold hands with Donald Trump? spoiler alert, his wife. We'll show you the latest hand-holding diss. Oh, my God, coming up.
It's my mom that say,
Welcome back to Dish Nation. We're all drug-free, and we hope you are, too. You guys want to play a little game of Grade the Shade?
Yeah. Oh, we love shade. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, y'all. President Trump has been on his big overseas trip that has been jam-packed with some highlights and some lowlights so far. But earlier this week, honey, after landing in Israel, came one of the highlights when Trump tried to hold his wife's hand, and she was saying, hell to the no, inside.
She said, hell no.
Right.
She hit him with, not in my house.
Right.
But she was just grand, though, baby. Walking off the plane in her grand $5,000 suit, honey, and her beautiful glasses, and he tried to touch her. She's like,
because he normally leaves her. So she's like, oh, no, don't try it this time because the other couple is holding hands.
Thank you,
honey. I need you.
Well, y'all know how the old saying goes, when in Rome, try to hold your wife's hand again. Oh, my God. She felt the air from his hand come near hers, brushed it, and she was like, oh, it's so windy.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God.
It's almost
my
like there are two, like, positive magnets in each one of their hands, and anytime you try to push it together,
they go away. Then to cap off hashtag Handgate, President Obama's official White House photographer, Pete Salza, decided to weigh in by posting this pic with the caption, holding hands.
Ooh.
Yes.
And you know you will love when you hold hands in situations when it's not even necessary.
Yes, come through, Mary J. Blige. Real love.
Okay. Yeah. That's some impeccable shade.
I love it.
The pettiness is on point. I love it. All right, from one love story to another, we've been witnessing all the ups and downs of Tiny and T.I.'s relationship. Oh. They're cool one day, then they're not. She's cheating, he's cheating. Flying around, rumors of Floyd Mayweather's name all up in there, you name it. Well, the divorce has been filed, and T.I. and Tiny's Family Hustle will air its final episode on Monday. But in this clip, we get to see where some of the cheating stuff came to a head.
You done had your when you was out with this dude that you know I don't with.
Out what?
You know.
I went out with them as a couple.
Now that you was at his house.
What you mean?
You was at his house. You in his house.
We went together. If you could come and treat me like a woman.
I spent millions on you. What the f are you saying?
I've done plenty for you. I ain't did for him. What the f is you saying?
The point is that you were with a dude that you know I'm at odds with.
Excuse me, but you were with a girl that you met through me.
Were you at odds with her?
Is that any better? Yeah. But if I hire you to do a job and you come here and you going to see my man, yes, I'm at odds with you.
That's pretty damaging.
I didn't know all that. I didn't know she hired somebody and he allegedly slept with him.
Yeah, but that seemed uncomfortable. Like, were the cameras supposed to be still rolling? That seemed like a conversation
that we weren't supposed to see. That was a real conversation, and they both knew they were rolling. They just was like, you know,
they were like,
it's the end. They're going to keep it 100.
But what a way to have a finale. Like, the finale of your show is your family broke up.
I know.
Yeah, that's so sad.
It is
sad. Then you can change it to T.I. and Tiny, The Family Hustle. Now, whether you're married, single, or happily divorced, everybody loves a good deal, right?
Yeah.
And you guys love the great outdoors, don't you?
Of course.
Well, I got a deal for you. Check out this outdoor survival bracelet. This is made from the same material they use for parachute cords. So you know it's going to be strong, and it got some pretty ill tools on the inside just in case. This includes a whistle, a fire starter, and a compass, and a scraper that could be used as a knife. Because you got to stay safe out there, right?
Let me see if I can do the fire.
Oh! You got it!
Gary.
Brave man, caveman.
Calm down.
You're probably asking yourself, crack, how much would you sell this to us for?
How much, crack?
You would probably think $50, right? But you guys are a Dish Nation family. We got you covered. For you, it's only $13.99.
Wow. That is super cool.
I wonder what I get in trouble for wearing this on probation.
Yeah. Well, no, they can't tell.
It's a knife.
All you gotta do is head over to luluway.com/dish and pick your favorite style.
I like it.
Oh. All right, y'all, now coming up after the break, Justin Bieber scolds another fan, but this time, you might actually be Team Bieber. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, we finally have news that L.A. has been waiting for, the name of the star who's gonna be hosting the BET Awards.
Leslie Jones.
No, I wanted to tell
no, they were never going to give me that, sir. I've been waiting to talk about BET since I've been on the show.
Yeah.
They're never giving me that.
I wanted to be the one to tell them about Leslie
Jones. Leslie, congratulations. Love it.
Well, you know, speaking of hosts, Tyra Banks, she is on...
America's Got Talent.
Yeah, Tyra, you go, girl.
You're ruining you're stealing my sunshine. All right, well, Tyra Banks is now being sued by a family of a little girl who was on, the little girl's parents were on America's Got Talent. It was a father-mother singing duo. They had written a song about their little daughter, Mary. Now, this mother-father singing duo is saying that Tyra Banks traumatized their little daughter by, quote, physically manipulating and verbally abusing the girl during a performance that happened back in March. So the mother-father duo on stage singing, little Mary's backstage, Tyra Banks is with her, and
right. That's where the host stands with the family while people perform.
Right, and the song was written for their little girl. According to the suit, Tyra said, quote, shook Mary's shoulder, pulled Mary's hair back, and physically manipulated Mary. Mary did not stop Banks' conduct because she was fearful. Banks also insinuated that Mary was accidentally conceived, made fun of the performance, and ridiculed the song in front of Mary.
Is there a clip of this? Can I watch and see and decide for myself if it's abuse or not?
It's not on tape.
I know abuse.
That's true. He does.
Well, I don't do it here. I do it at home with my kids.
I love that you don't think you abuse us.
I treat you like angels.
Oh, my God. Those poor children.
There's no video of this, and I don't believe it. Tyra Banks seems like a nice lady. She's not Naomi Campbell.
Maybe it was Naomi Campbell, just in a Tyra Banks disguise.
She's like, zip, Naomi Campbell.
All right, well, Justin Bieber is not known for his emotional stability, would you agree?
Well, I'll agree with that.
Mm-hmm. So when he tells you, act normal, you must be really weird.
Everybody's normal's different.
He was on a street corner in New Jersey, and he came across a street performer who had a microphone set up and the entire guitar, all that stuff. And he took over for the street performer, and everybody started whipping out their phones. Take a look.
Goodness gracious, how are you? Put down your phone and be a normal person for a second.
Okay.
Listen, if you ask me, I think Justin Bieber's making too big a deal about this, and I just think he's being a baby.
No.
Oh, my God. Seriously.
Ooh, I wish somebody would come steal your microphone.
Justin Bieber come in here and take your microphone, and I swear, well, we won't videotape this.
There will be no proof.
Oh, my God. Look who's here. It's Justin Bieber. Oh, my God. It's Justin Bieber.
Put your phones
down.
Justin! All right, up next, do you like boobs? Well, because there is a boob avalanche coming to Atlanta, and that's next.
Wait, why wasn't the boob avalanche coming to LA?
I don't know. We gotta watch and find out.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, people. Now, don't y'all forget, tomorrow we got my boy Bow Wow in the studio, and we're going to talk about growing up hip-hop ATL.
But first,
Head Crack, what you got for us?
Now, earlier in the show, we looked out for the ladies. We gave you Colt Pratt from Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
Absolutely fabulous.
Right. You did.
Fellas, I got you. So it's time for Double Trouble with not one, but two hot females showing their curves on Instagram. It's time for
Instagram, girl!
First up out the gate, Amber Rose again is in the building with the Sneaky Vaunt push-up bra. And ladies and gentlemen, the cups is full. Take a look. For the average chick, it's a full bra. But for Amber Rose, it's a medical cover.
It's like an eye patch.
That bra may not give you boob support, but it'll definitely get you child support. Jump around wearing that, it's going down. Now, next up, we got Evan's best friend, Black China, modeling the same bra, looking pretty good as well. That bra looked like two yarmulkes on top of a breast. Now, Gary, I would like to think you are unbiased, actually, in the situation. Who do you think wore it best?
I like Black China's. We love you, Amber Rose, but Black China.
Amber alert over here.
Mm. Portia?
She has to start motorboating.
The show's over, but don't forget to head over to luluway.com/dish to take advantage of today's great deal. Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it.
If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.